Wisconsin created the stewardship program to buy up and preserve natural areas and wildlife habitat. Since the mid-90s, the DNR told lawmakers more than $930 million in bonding has been authorized to pay for stewardship land purchases. It's the debt service, or repayment of that bonding, that has long bothered some Republicans. Those payments now total about $81 million a year. Cascade Assembly Republican Daniel Lemahue was among a few GOP lawmakers who asked DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp how much was too much at a meeting of the legislature's budget committee.
At some point, we do need to say, how much can we handle, how much can we plan, how much can we manage?
Stepp, a former Republican senator who was at the time an outspoken critic of the DNR, told lawmakers it was up to them to decide how much her agency should spend on stewardship.
Ultimately, those decisions are made by the legislature. It's the legislature who decides what the will of the people should be as far as purchases of public land with the good faith and credit of the Wisconsin taxpayer.
Already last session, Republicans reduced the amount the state could bond for stewardship purchases, and this budget would reduce it further. The budget would also spend stewardship money on developing existing stewardship land. That includes developing a fish hatchery, adding electrical service to campsites, and for some sites, adding parking lots. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.